Title: Building Melodic Hooks from Vocal One Shots Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most drum and bass friendly bits of sound design, taking a tiny vocal one shot and turning it into a playable melodic hook that actually survives a heavy roller. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you can move around Ableton quickly, you know your way around Simpler, and you've built a basic drum loop before. The big goal here is simple. We're going to make a short, memorable 2-4 bar motif, then arrange it like Riedel DNB in 16 bar drop phrasing, with variations that feel intentional. And I want you to keep one idea in your head the entire time. Rhythm is king. The vocal hit is almost just raw material. The hook is the rhythm and the envelope. Step 0. Pick the right one shot. Don't overthink it, but do be picky. You want something with a clear pitch, even if it's rough, and you want it to speak fast. Meaning, it should have a consonant at the front if possible, like a T-E-K-P-C-H-Y kind of hit. Those little front edges read on small speakers and cut through busy drums. Good choices are things like yeah, oh, hey, run, come, short chants, raga shouts. And here's the DNB truth. Attitude beats pretty. A slightly gritty, shouty sample often becomes a better hook than a clean pop vocal. Also, try to avoid one-shots that already have a bunch of reverb printed in. Bass is something we want to control later, especially in a drop. Now step 1. Set your project context so this hook lands in a drum and bass mix. Set tempo around 172 to 176 BPM. Pick a key so you're not guessing later. I'll use F minor as an example because it's super common in DNB and sits nicely with re-style basses. Before we even touch sound design, make a basic drum loop. Doesn't need to be perfect, just something with kick and snare in a DNB placement and some hats or rides for energy. The reason is, if you design the hook in solo, you'll make it too long, too wide, too pretty, and then it'll fall apart the second the snare comes in. Now step 2. Load the one shot into Simpler in classic mode. Drag the one shot onto a MIDI track so it opens in Simpler. Make sure you're in classic mode. Set voices to 1 if you want clean mono stabs. If you want overlap, like little spills between notes, go 3-6 voices. But start with 1. Mono forces discipline, and discipline makes DNB hit harder. Warp. For a one shot, usually leave warp off. Only turn it on if the timing is weird or you're intentionally doing time stretch character stuff later. Now shape the envelope. This is where the sample stops being a vocal and becomes an instrument. A great stab starting point is attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds, basically instant. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so it doesn't hold forever. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Teacher tip: the release is the groove killer if you get it wrong. If your hook feels like it's smearing over the snare, shorten the release before you touch anything else. Step 3. Find the root note and tune it. You have 3 approaches here, and you should pick based on what kind of sample you have. Fast method: drop a tuner after Simpler. Trigger the sample around C3. Watch what note tuner thinks it is. If it's reading D sharp, for example, transpose Simpler down 3 semitones so that when you play C, you get a C. If the pitch is unstable, tuner might jump around. In that case, use spectrum and look for the strongest peak frequency, then approximate the note. It's not perfect, but it's often enough to get you in the right neighborhood. And the creative option: sometimes you ignore exact tuning. Jungle style stabs, grimy rave vocal hits, those can sit slightly wrong and still feel right. The rule is, it can be dirty, but it can't clash with the bass note. In a drop, the bass wins every argument. So if it's fighting the sub, fix the tuning. Step 4. Make it playable and musical with scale and MIDI. Create a 2-4 bar MIDI clip. Put the scale MIDI effect before Simpler. Choose minor, set the root to your key, like F. This is basically your guardrail. It keeps you writing within the vibe, and it lets you focus on rhythm and phrasing instead of hunting notes. Now write the hook like DNB, not like pop. Think in offbeats and syncopation. A really classic move is placing hook hits just after the snare. That creates instant call and response, like the snare speaks and the vocal answers. Use combinations of 8th notes and 16th notes for bounce, but leave space. Bass is what makes the drums feel faster. If you want a simple pitch idea in F minor, you might do something like F, ab, C, then ab, F, C, ab. But don't get obsessed with the notes. 3-7 notes is enough. If your hook is memorable with only a few hits, you're winning. Extra coach note here: think register before melody. If you write it very high, like C4 to C6, It reads as a lead, but it can compete with cymbals, so keep it short and controlled. Mid-range, like A2 to E4, tends to feel the most vocal and stays audible in a busy drop. Low range gets menacing, but it will fight the bass. So if you go low, you need aggressive high pass and tight envelopes. Step 5. Add vocal character. This is the sound design chain that turns sample on keys into hook. A solid stock chain is EQ8 into auto filter into saturator, maybe chorus ensemble, and then use reverb on ascend, not inserted. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 HC to get it out of bass territory. In heavier rollers you might even go 150 to 250 depending on how thick the bass is. If it's harsh, dip around 2.5 to 5k HC a couple dB. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 300 to 600 HC. Now auto filter. Go for a low pass, like LP24 if you want it tight or LP12 if you want it smoother. Dart the cutoff somewhere around 4 to 8k HC and adjust in context with the drums. Add a touch of filter envelope so each note has a little pluck. Small amount is enough. If the filter movement is too big, your hook will sound like it's wobbling instead of speaking. Then for movement, use the filter LFO subtly. A quarter note or eighth note rate can give you that rolling animation without turning it into a gimmick. Now saturator. Analog clip mode, drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. If you're losing transient, back off and use dry slash wet so you keep the front edge. Width, be careful, DNB needs mono compatibility. The rule I want you to follow is, keep the core of the hook mono. If you want width, add it as a layer. That means either a reverb return, a delay return, or a parallel high-passed character copy that you widen while the core stays centered. For reverb, put it on a return track. Short plate vibe works great. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 400 HC. High cut 6 to 9k HC. The pre-delay is important. It keeps the dry hit up front and lets the space sit behind it. Now step 6. Resampling. This is the classic DNB workflow, and it's where your hook starts sounding like a record. Create a new audio track called Hook Resample. Set its input to resampling. Solo your hook track and record 8 to 16 bars while you tweak. Tweak like a performer. Move the filter cutoff a bit. Push saturation on certain hits. Do small intentional moves. Here's a pro workflow upgrade. Make 3 audio tracks labeled Hook Dry, Hook FX, and Hook Weird. Anytime you get a cool moment, print it immediately. This stops you from tweaking forever and gives you a palette you can arrange with, like selecting the best takes. Once you have audio, you can chop tightly, reverse little bits, create pre-drop fills, and do micro time stretch moments for character. If you warp vocals, Complex Pro is usually best for tonal stuff. Texture mode is your friend when you want grainy, edgy air. Just keep it subtle or it can turn to mush fast. Step 7. Arrange it like a real 16-bar drop. Here's a solid blueprint. Bars 1 to 4, hook A, simplest version. Make it memorable. Bars 5 to 8. Hook A plus a small answer stab, call and response. Bars 9 to 12, hook B variation. Could be rhythm change, pitch change, or just a different resampled tone. Bars 13 to 16, bring hook A back, and in the last bar do a fill. Reverse hit, tape stop feel, delay throw, something that points into the next phrase. Arrangement tricks that always work. Drop out the hook for one bar before it returns. Silence creates impact. In later bars, make the hook hit after snares more often to increase perceived energy. Use delay throws only on the last hit of a phrase, not on every note. That's how it stays clean but still feels big. Also, try this placement trick. Don't let the hook live on top of the snare. Either sit between kick and snare moments, or do a quiet pickup into the snare and a louder reply after the snare. That frames the snare instead of fighting it. Step 8. Glue it into the mix so it survives heavy drums and bass. Sidechain is not optional in DNB. Put a compressor on the hook track, sidechain it from the kick, or a ghost kick if you prefer consistent pumping. Ratio around 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and time it to the groove so it breathes with the drums. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then keep it out of bass space. High pass around 150 to 250 HC depending on your bass weight. And if the sample is spiky, a light limiter at the end taking 1 to 2 dB off can keep it controlled without flattening it. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you work. If you don't tune the one shot, it'll clash with the bass and sound cheap. If your release is too long, it'll smear over snares and kill groove. If you overwiden early, you lose punch and mono translation. If you don't sidechain, The hook and snare will fight and nobody wins. And if you try to write a full melody, you'll clutter the drop. Hooks in DNB are motifs plus rhythm, not full top lines. Now a few darker, heavier pro moves if you want to push it. You can fake form and shifts with EQ. Take a narrow bell and sweep around 700hc to 1.5khc with tiny boosts and cuts. It gives that vowel change illusion, like O turning into A, without any special plugin. Parallel dirt bus, make a return with saturator driven hard, like 8 to 12 dB, then low pass it around 3 to 6khz and blend it quietly. That adds weight and aggression without turning the main hook harsh. Gated reverb for rave menace, reverb on a return, then a gate after it. Fast attack, short hold, release timed around an eighth to a quarter note. Instant classic, and pitch drops into the snare. Automate simpler transpose down 2 to 7 semitones on the last hit of a phrase. That little fall creates tension and feels very drop ready. One more musical trick. Use velocity as your phrase engine. Instead of adding more notes, create 2 or 3 velocity tiers, like 50, 85, 110. Then map velocity to filter amount, tiny sample start movement, maybe even saturation drive through a macro setup. Suddenly the same riff feels like it's speaking in sentences. Quiet question. Loud answer. Mini practice exercise to lock it in. Set a timer for 15 to 25 minutes. Pick 3 vocal one shots, 1 clean, 1 raspy, 1 shouty. For each, build a simpler instrument with a stab envelope, tune the root, and high pass between 150 and 250. Write 1 2-bar hook per one shot, all in the same key. Resample all 3 hooks to OIO. Arrange a 16-bar drop. First 8 bars use hook 1 with an A and B variation. Bars 9 to 12 switch to hook 2 for contrast, and bars 13 to 16 bring hook 1 back with 1 reverse hit from hook 3 as a fill. Then do the translation test. Listen in mono at low volume. If you can still hum the hook, you nailed it. Mute the drums for a moment. Does the hook still feel rhythmic? Mute the bass. Does it still belong? If it passes those tests without rewriting, that's real control. Homework challenge if you want to go further. Make 3 resample prints of the same MIDI hook. This audio version is shortened for playback.